What can you maybe lay out in terms of measuring stick, in terms of your own team's physicality going against them for a couple of days?
It'll be a good test for us. You know, they have a lot of tradition. We have a lot of respect for their franchise. So it'll be a good good measuring stick anytime you go against the Steelers, how tough you are and how fundamentally sound you are, because under Dick LeBeau, they've traditionally been really sound defensively.
And then, you know, it's almost like this creates a different scenario for the preseason game, because you think of 2 days of work against them and get a feel for what they are before you turn on the lights on Saturday night. How does that impact? It's almost like live scouting for 2 days.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that'll work out. I've never done this before, but, you know, we generally practice against a look team, and obviously our look team's not as good as a starting defense is going to be. This case, you're going to be going against a starting defense and then playing a game against them. I've no idea. I'd say you'd probably be a little more comfortable come game time, be a little more prepared. But it'll be interesting.
What do you want to get out of these 2 days as an offense? Like, what you know, you get 2 days of work against an NFL defense that you really can't replicate. You know, that plays different set than your guys play. I mean,
yeah, we just want to keep building. You know, we talked about that all through the preseason. You know, we're not going to go from where we were offensively to being a top five, top three offense in 1 day. It's all about the process, and this is just 2 opportunities with the practice and 1 opportunity with the game to get better, and it's a big opportunity. So we need to go down there and show up. We need to work hard and execute, and hopefully we'll do that, and we'll come out of it feeling pretty good.
Eric, a few weeks of practice now under your belt, a couple of games. What are the expectations? What are your expectations and team expectations for this season?
I have a lot of confidence in our team. I had a lot of confidence heading in, and I think we put in a lot of good work and put out some pretty good film at times. And we got a long way to go. I'm glad we've had the five preseason games. It just gives us one more opportunity to accomplish our goal, and that's making the playoffs and make a run at this thing. So, you know, we just have to take it day by day, though, not look too far in the future, and really try and get better.
I know it's a long process, but what are a couple of key things to reaching that goal of making the playoffs for you guys, do you think?
You know, I'm generally dealing with the offense, and offensively, we just got to learn to execute consistently. Last year, I felt like we had good games, good series, bad series, and that's generally going to happen. But our goal is to be a lot more consistent and execute on a more consistent basis.
What do you do in practice and talk about with the other guys to make that happen, to get consistent?
Yeah, you just got to focus drill to drill, play to play, and really put the emphasis on that play that you're in right there, not let a play or two before affect how you're going to play on that particular play. And us as an offense, you know, not hanging our head when we make a sack or a penalty. And I thought we did a great job last game, which was a little thing, but we get the second 18, which really last year, I don't know how many of those we dug ourselves out of, but we were able to draw an offsides with them, EJ doing a great hard count, and we really battled back for that first down, getting the red zone. It's little things like that, I think, that can take us over the edge.
You think in these practice settings, maybe for you personally, you might get some more realistic pre-snap checks that you have to turn to. You know what I mean? Like in a practice setting, things are kind of set, and that might not be the case here these next 2 days. So, for, you know, you as a center and calling out pre-snap checks and stuff, might it be a good kind of quiz for you?
Yeah, and we don't know what we're getting from Coach Schwartz's defense day in and day out, but it's a defense that we practice against OTAs in 3 weeks now of preseason. This will be more like a game setting, not really knowing what they're going to give us. We have a lot of tape of Coach LeBeau's film over the past however many years, so we have an idea. But from a day-to-day standpoint, yeah, it'll be interesting to see kind of how they throw out their defense against certain packages. And a lot of times in practice, you can disguise a little bit more because the ball always gets placed back at that same yard mark, whether it was a 80-yard touchdown or a sack. It's still going back there. So sometimes DBs have a little bit more confidence in disguising coverage. It'll be interesting.
What do you expect from the physicality when you get down there, just because it's another team?
Yeah, it'll be really physical, I'm sure. It'll be a great opportunity for us vets to get some live work in. And there's a lot of guys, a lot of young guys trying to make this team and their team as well. So it'll be really competitive and really physical, I'm sure.